Act 1.
Page 37.
Ah, what did I say?
There's the sound of a voice off stage.
Mr. Buffalo?
Who the hell is that?
Hello?
Check it out, Shoyle.
Shirley crosses to the archway, looks off.
You expecting anyone?
No. No one at all.
Shirley rushing over to Al.
Hey, boss. It's the cops.
The cops? Already?
That was quick.
What was that?
I said I feel sick.
You and me both.
Easy, Rosie.
Good grief, it's effing.
It's effing what?
Not effing what, effing who.
Well, whatever it is, it's effing irritating.
Constable effing. He's a Mountie.
Told you, boss, we gotta get out of here.
I ain't going nowhere till I seen Bubble.
Oh, no.
Well, then we better hide. In here.
Moving toward the dining room. I also focused on Bubble.
Okay, I'm coming. Now you, Plunkett, get rid of him.
Get rid of him?
That's right. And remember, I got 20 of my boys out there. If you try and tip off the cops, there'll be a bloodbath out there that'll make the St. Valentine's Day massacre look like a weenie roast. You got me?
Got you.
Mr. Bubbleo.
Bubbleo's not here.
Al and Shirley cross toward the dining room.
No, don't go in there.
They exit into the dining room. Bubbleo runs after them as they exit through one door. Honey enters through the other door.
Honey, thank goodness.
Pop, they almost saw me.
I know. Quick. In here.
Opening the kitchen door.
And stay out of sight.
He shoves her into the kitchen and then takes out his hanky and mops his brow. Constable Hamilton X effing enters through the archway in full Mountie dress uniform.
Mr. Bubbleo.
Bubbleo with a look to the dining room.
Shh.
Effing pulling out his gun, looking around, whispering.
What? What is it?
He turns towards Bubbleo, inadvertently pointing his gun at Bubbleo's face. Bubbleo screams. Raises his hands.
What's wrong? Oh, sorry, Mr. Bubbleo.
Shh.
What's the matter?
Bad headache. I am very sensitive to loud noises.
There's a loud bump from the dining room. Effing turning toward the dining room.
What was that?
I didn't hear a thing.
Steering away.
Now, what can I do for you, Constable Effing?
I'm here about the murder.
Another Effing takes the dining room table floor and Bubbleo ignores it.
Murder?
Yes, didn't you just call and report a murder here?
Me? No, I haven't made a phone call all morning.
Effing takes off his hat, setting it down.
Well, somebody called us and reported murder at Chateau Bubbleo. Dispatch took the call not 5 minutes ago.
Must have been a crank call.
I checked with the operator. She said the call came from here.
She did? Oh, yes, now I remember. I did make a phone call, but it wasn't to the police. It was to my supplier. The operator must have got the lines crossed.
You called your supplier to report a murder.
No, it had nothing to do with murder. I was calling about my food order.
Food order, eh? Then why did you tell the dispatcher that there was a dead man in the room?
Dead man in the room? No, I didn't say there was a dead man. I said I'd be a dead man if they didn't get my order. You see, I've got 60 guests coming for my grand opening tonight.
Uh-huh. Then what did you mean when you said your goose was cooked?
My goose is cooked. I mean, it will be. That's the entree, Goose Galentine.
And what about this reference to Noodle Spaghetti?
Noodle Spaghetti? I didn't say spaghetti, I said spaghetti. That's one of the side dishes.
Goose, with spaghetti on the side.
Oh yes, it's very popular. They're serving it in all the best restaurants these days.
Turns away, Moses Brown.
Now, I'm very sorry for all the confusion, Constable Effing, but as I'm sure you can understand, I've got a lot on my plate at the moment. So, if you don't mind, I really must get back to laying my tables.
All right, Mr. Bubbleo, I'll go check it out with dispatch, but I must say, this whole thing does sound a bit odd.
Anyway, if there were a murder, there would be a body here, right? And as you can see, Constable, there is no body here but me.
He opens the closet door and Mickey's upright body begins to tumble out.
Ah!
He slams the door closed, Effie turns to him.
What was that?
What was what? Oh, that was our chef.
What's he screaming about?
Oh, no, he's not screaming. He's warming up his voice.
I beg your pardon.
He's Francois Leplouf, the singing chef.
You mean you have the Francois Leplouf working in your kitchen?
That's right. And we're very lucky to have him.
Oh, my wife is a huge fan of his. Do you think he'd be good enough to give me an autograph? She'd be thrilled.
Well, he's a little busy at the moment, but perhaps you'd like to join us tonight. You can see him perform.
I'm afraid I have other plans this evening. You see, I'm getting promoted to corporal today.
Really? So that's why you're in your dress uniform.
Yes, and that's why I'm riding Rosie today.
I beg your pardon?
Rosie, my horse. She's getting promoted as well.
Bolo offering his hand.
Really? Well, congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Bolo ushering him toward the archway.
Perhaps you and your wife can join us some other night then. I'm sure Monsieur Le Plouffe would be happy to meet you.
That's very kind of you, Mr. Bubbleo. I'll definitely take you up on that.
He exits.
Page 43.
By the time I'm done with him, he'll be a scrambled egg.
Excuse me again.
It's Effing. He's back.
Get rid of him, Plunkett.
Split the gun in Bubbleo's face.
And make sure he doesn't find my booze.
Quick, boss.
Alan Shirley breaks into the dining room just as Effing enters through the archway.
Well, I hate to trouble you again, Mr. Bubbleo.
Bubbleo holding his hand.
Sorry, I forgot my hat.
Effing crosses to the table downstage to get his hat. He sees the punch.
What's this?
What's what? Oh, that. It's punch. It's for my guests.
Not spiked, is it?
No, of course not.
Looks rather tasty. Do you mind if I have some?
And go right ahead.
Effing sets his hat back down, picks up a glass, and starts helping himself.
This is delicious. You know, I've never understood why someone would want to spoil a perfectly good drink like this by filling it full of alcohol.
Bubbleo crossing the table.
You're not a drinking man, I take it.
I never touch this stuff. I've always been a big campaigner against the evils of drink. It brings nothing but trouble. Attracts the criminal element.
Bubbleo, but look at the dining room.
You're telling me.
Look at what's happened to this town lately. You may not be aware of this, but gangsters like Alphonse Spaghetti have been using Niagara Falls as a liquor pipeline for years. That's why I was so interested when the dispatch told me you'd mentioned his name.
Alphonse Spaghetti? The Chicago gangster?
That's right. He operates out of a place here in town. Maybe you've heard of it. Dominion Warehouse.
Bubbleo with a take to the few remaining boxes.
Dominion Warehouse?
Yes, we've had our eye on it for quite a while now. Haven't been able to shut him down yet, but it's only a matter of time.
Gosh, I didn't realize.
Yes, it's a very serious problem in this town. In fact, it's been my sad duty to shut down many establishments just like this one because of their involvement in the rum-running trade.
I'm leaning on the bar.
Well, Constable, you're not going to have to worry about shutting me down. I've invested far too much in this place to risk it all by getting involved in bootlegging. Now, if there's nothing else...
As Effing picks up his hat, Bubbleo sees the bottle of whiskey that Alan Shirley left on the bar. He screams.
Bah!
Picks it up, trying to figure out how to conceal it, and Effing turns.
What was that?
He shoves the bottle down the front of his pants with the cork pointing down and turning to Effing.
What was what?
You screamed.
Yes, so I did.
Bending over and holding his back.
Sorry, kidney stone. It flares up every once in a while.
There is a loud pop as the cork comes out of the bottle in Bubbleo's pants. Followed by the sound of the bottle disgorging itself, the realization of what's happened dawns on Bubbleo's face. Effing and Bubbleo focus is drawn first to the stain in Bubbleo's pants and down his leg to the growing puddle on the floor.
I think it just passed. I'm very sorry. Excuse me just a moment.
Bubbleo scurries behind the bar, Effing, eyes glued to the puddle, steps away and slowly lifts up one foot and examines the sole of his shoe. Taking advantage of Effing's distraction, Bubbleo removes the bottle from his pants, quickly tosses down the chute. He then bends down to find a rag from under the bar. A crash is heard as the bottle hits the basement floor. And Effing looking towards the bar.
What was that?
Bubbleo appearing from behind the bar, rag in hand.
Sorry?
That loud crash.
I didn't hear anything.
He crosses to the puddle and starts to clean up the mess.
Look, I'm beginning to think... What's that smell?
What smell?
Sitting near.
Smells like liquor.
Bubbleo desperately cleaning up the puddle.
I don't smell a thing.
He smells the rag and almost gags. Effing picking up the glass he was drinking from and sniffing at it.
You're sure there isn't any alcohol in this punch?
Bubbleo finishes cleaning up, crosses to the bar with the rag.
No, of course not.
Well, it's coming from somewhere.
He puts his nose into the bowl of punch, and Bubbleo takes the opportunity to sling the rag down the chute. He slams it shut, immediately stands in front of it, trying to look innocent.
What's going on here?
Going on?
You're behaving very strangely.
Am I?
Look, Mr. Bubbleo.
Shh!
He grabs his head, mimes much pain, panic look at the dining room.
I'm not a fool. You're obviously up to something, and I'm going to find out what it is.
Please, Constable Effing, you must excuse my behavior. I'm just under a lot of pressure right now. I assure you, I'm not up to anything.
Good. Then you won't mind if I sniff around a bit, then.
He heads towards the boxes of pea soup. Bubbleo follows him. Looking at the boxes, fine boxes.
What's in here?
Bubbleo ducking in front of Effing.
Nothing important. Just supplies.
Puts his foot on one of them and leans on his knee.
Oh, really? Let's have a look.
Reading the side of the box.
I see they're from Dominion Warehouse.
Are they?
Puts the box and he leans on it again.
My, so they are.
French-Canadian pea soup, eh?
That's right.
All of this.
Yes, we decided to stock up. We get a good deal when we buy it by the gross.
It's an awful lot of pea soup. What are you going to do with it?
Oh, this stuff's going to put us on the culinary map. It's quite a delicacy in Quebec, you know. They eat it cold. I've even invented my own name for it. Pichisois.
Very catchy. Let's have a look, shall we?
He motions for Buffalo to move out of the way. The phone rings. Effing looks towards the phone. Buffalo sits down on one box, stretches his legs out across the other box. He immediately becomes fascinated with his fingernails, and Effing looks back at Buffalo and registers his surprise.
Now what are you up to?
Oh, just taking the weight off my feet.
Aren't you going to answer that?
Answer what?
The phone. It's ringing.
Is it? Oh, well, never mind. Probably nothing important.
Heck of a way to run a business. Hello? Yes, this is Chateau Buffalo. This is Constable Epping speaking. Oh, yes, Superintendent. What? I see. The Dominion Warehouse, eh?
Epping takes to Buffalo, who affects an even more nonchalant attitude.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I'll be right there.
He hangs up.
Sounds serious?
Arson generally is.
Arson?
Epping put on his hat.
Yes, someone put a torch to the Dominion Warehouse, got all the earmark of a gangland hit, apparently. I've got to get over there and investigate.
Buffalo leaping up and ushering Effing out towards the archway.
Well, good luck, Constable.
Don't think you're off the hook yet, Buffalo.
Buffalo looks to the dining room and winces.
I'll be back. I know you're mixed up in this somehow.
Effing exits through the archway.
Page 53.
From now on, my name is Plunkett. Comprende? Frank Plunkett.
Frank Plunkett?
Effing enters from the archway and crosses straight to Buffalo.
Aha, Buffalo.
No. The name's Frank.
Now listen, Buffalo.
He's not Buffalo, I tell you.
Shut up.
I beg your pardon.
Not you, Constable.
Frankly, Buffalo, I've had...
It's not Frankie Buffalo. It is Frankie Blanket.
What? Who is Frank? You keep babbling about.
Frank and Buffalo point to each other.
Him.
Huh?
You must excuse him, Constable. He's just trying to introduce himself to you. This is Frank Pagliacci.
Pagliacci?
Pagliacci, eh? That's Italian, isn't it?
Oui. Si. Buongiorno.
How do you do? Now, Mr. Buffalo.
No. You had it wrong. He's not Buffalo. Buffalo is dead.
Dead?
No, nobody's dead. Thank you, Frank. Don't mind him, Constable. He's a little confused.
You can say that again.
Now, what can I do for you?
You can start by explaining what the hearse is doing here.
Hearse?
Yes, there's a hearse parked in the alley.
Oh, yes. So there is.
Indian Frank.
It's his hearse.
It is?
Buffalo nudges him.
Oh, yes. It is.
He's the undertaker.
Undertaker?
Aha! So there is a body here after all.
Oh, mamma mia.
What was that?
I just said mamma mia.
Yes. That's it. Mamma mia.
Huh?
Mr. Pagliacci's here for my mama. Mia Buffalo.
What?
Off Buffalo's glare, funny accent.
Oh, see, it's true. Mama Buffalo has passed on.
Buffalo bursts into tears, pulling out his hanky and blowing his nose noisily. Effing taking off his hat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. What happened?
It was quite unexpected. 1 minute she was peeling the potatoes, and the next... face first into the salmon mousse.
How tragic.
Honey enters from the kitchen, carrying the salmon on a large dish.
Oh, Monsieur Lapouf, I was wondering if you might...
Lapouf?
Frank looks to Buffalo.
No, Monsieur Lapouf stepped out for a moment. This is Signor Pagliacci.
Pagliacci?
See, Frank Pagliacci, Pagliacci Puccini, and Papa Tutus, undertakers at large. My card.
He holds it out to Honey, who reaches for it. Frank immediately puts it in his pocket. Honey looks completely flummoxed.
This is my daughter, Honey, Constable.
Effing offering his hand.
How do you do, Miss Buffalo? Hamilton Xavier Effing. I'm sorry to meet you under these sad circumstances. This must have come to quite a shock to you.
A shock?
Behind Effing's back, Frank is madly signaling for Honey to play along. She looks confused. Effing turns to see Frank waving his hands about. Frank kills an imaginary fly with his hands and wipes them on his hands. Effing, turning to Honey.
Yes, your grandmother?
Grandmother?
Yes, her passing away so unexpectedly.
But Grandmother's been dead for like 15
minutes! Sorry.
Yes, it was very sudden.
15 minutes? You didn't waste any time getting here, did you, Mr. Pagliacci?
Business has been a little slow.
Sniffing to Frank.
What's that smell?
Frank checks under his arms.
Oh, I'm sorry. That must be the salmon.
Salmon?
Yes. Needless to say, after my mother's demise, we had to replace the moose.
All right, I've heard enough. What's going on here?
Going on? Nothing.
What kind of idiot do you take me for? It's obvious you're covering up something.
What do you mean, Constable?
Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, Miss Bubblow, but I have a reason to believe your father's been involved in a murder.
Murder?
An employee at the Dominion Warehouse, Mickey McCall.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? Then perhaps you can explain why you called to report that Noodle Spaghetti had murdered somebody here. And why Dominion Warehouse, an operation with direct connections to Noodle Spaghetti, has just been burned to the ground. On top of which, Mickey McCall, the manager of the warehouse, and known associate of Spaghetti's, has mysteriously disappeared after making a delivery here. A delivery which I have on very good authority consists of 500 cases of Noodle Spaghetti's liquor.
What?
That's right, miss. And now, I find a hearse parked out in the alley surrounded by a bunch of shady-looking characters, striped suits, and fedoras. It's obvious what's happened here.
It is?
Of course. You and Mickey had some kind of deal going with Spaghetti. The deal went sour, Mickey was killed, and now you're covering up, right?
Wrong! Listen, Constable Effing, you have to believe me. I had nothing to do with any of this. I mean, what would a guy like me be doing mixed up with someone like Noodle Spaghetti?
Bootlegging.
Bootlegging? I've told you before I'd never get involved with something like that.
Oh, really? Then what about those 500 cases of liquor that were delivered here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, if it's true, you won't mind me taking a look around, will you?
Yes, the basement.
Constable Effing, look, there's no reason for any of this. We're just trying to open a restaurant here, that's all. Believe me, my father, he would never be mixed up with gangsters. He's the most honest person I know.
There's something very fishy going on here, and I'm not talking about the salmon.
Salmon? Oh my gosh, the moose!
Checking his watch.
We'll never be ready at this rate. Honey, you'd better get back into the kitchen, and take Signor Pagliacci with you.
Come on, Signor. We have work to do.
See, I have to start gutting the goose.
Effing horrified, thinking he means grandmother.
I beg your pardon.
Frank realized what he's just said.
So to speak.
Wait a minute, Mr. Pagliacci. Why are you going into the kitchen?
Freezing his tracks.
Turning to Effing. That's where Mama Bubblow is.
You've got a body in the kitchen.
Hey, don't worry. We put her in the ice box.
Effing reacts. Frank grabs her by the hand and holds her in the kitchen.
Body in the kitchen, eh? I think I better take a look in there myself.
He turns toward the kitchen. Bubblow panic runs in front of him in an attempt to intercept him just as we hear a scuffling noise from the closet. Effing, Bubblow freeze and take to the closet door.
What was that?
Rats?
Rats in the closet and a dead body in the ice box. I think I better call in the health department.
His blood felt from the closet.
Those sound like pretty big rats.
Yes, it's a real problem in this neighborhood.
We hear Al and Shirley grunting and roaring in the closet.
Okay, that's it.
He marches over the closet, opens the door. Shirley and Al and Mickey are discovered in a row, dressed as chefs. Mickey is between Al and Shirley, arms draped around Al. Shirley is behind Mickey with his hand down the back of Mickey's pants. Al has his cigar in his mouth. Bubblow is terrified.
What the? What are you doing?
I lost my keys. I was just looking for them.
In his pants? All right, you three, come out of the closet.
Al and Shirley come out, supporting Mickey between them. They leave the door open behind them and cross to the center.
Looks like we've got some Nancy boys working for you.
Who you calling a Nancy boy, clown?
Shirley attempts to restrain Al as Bubblow steps in to defuse matters.
Constable Effing, this is my kitchen staff.
Indicating Shirley.
This is Mr. Humphrey, my pastry chef.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Bubblow indicating Al.
And this is Mr. Dumfries, the busboy.
Busboy?
Bubblow taking the cigar out of Al's mouth.
Now, Dumfries, you know there's no smoking on the job.
He slaps Al's hand, and Al glares at him.
And who is this?
This is the maestro himself, Francois Le Plouf.
Francois Le Plouf.
Impressed, grabbing Mickey's hand and pumping it, assisted by Al.
Well, it's an honor to meet you, monsieur.
Letting go of the hand, which flops back down to Bubblow.
He doesn't look too well.
No, he's been overdoing it a little lately. You know how it is, working too hard.
Oh yes, I know all about that.
Yeah, he's really dead on his feet.
Hal, actually from behind, Bubble O surreptitiously creeps up to the basement door and begins fumbling with his keys.
And what were you all doing in the closet?
Now, the truth is, officer, Mr. LaPouf's got a bit of a drinking problem.
No.
Afraid so. He's been dipping into the sauce, and I'm not talking about no Heinz 57. We was just trying to sober him up.
In the closet.
The boss don't like him to be seen like this. It ain't good for business.
No, I'm sure it ain't, is it?
Maybe we should let him lie down and sleep it off.
Good idea, boss. I mean, our dumpty? Excuse us?
Al and Shirley walk Mickey over to the table and sit him down. Shirley arranges him so that his head is on his hands on the table. Effing crossing to Buffalo.
Drinking on the job, eh? And how would he get his hands on this stuff? I wonder.
Shoving his keys back in his pocket.
I'm sure he simply brought it himself. Alcohol is legal in this country, after all.
Not in a public house, it isn't. I think I've just seen what else you're hiding in the closet.
But Constable...
Effing spots the pea soup boxes.
Aha, what do we have here?
Effing picks up a couple of boxes and brings them out.
Some more of your famous pea soup. Something wrong.
Oh, it's strangled voice.
Another kidney stone.
He doubles over now.
You don't mind if I have a look in here, do you?
Sure, go right ahead.
Bubble looking at Shirley with surprise.
Huh?
Effing opens it up with great relish as Bubble whimpers, and Effing pulls out a couple of cans.
What the heck?
He reaches in and pulls out a couple more cans.
What's this? Pork and beans?
Bubble practically faints in relief. Al and Shirley are smiling triumphantly and nudging one another.
What's the matter, officer? You got something against pork and beans?
Shirley to Bubble.
Boss? Shouldn't me and Mr. Dumpty here be getting back to work?
Oh, yes. Good idea.
Come on, Dumpty. You ain't finished mopping that floor in the kitchen.
Just a minute. Nobody's going anywhere until I've searched this place, starting with the basement. Now let's go.
He starts towards the basement door. Bubble races in front of him and surreptitiously locks the door.
I'm telling you, Constable, you're wasting your time.
Al pulls a gun out and aims at the back of Effing's head. Shirley tries to wrestle it away from him. Effing turns to see what the commotion is all about and discovers Shirley with his arms draped around Al, and they both smile as innocently as they can.
What's with you two? Can't you keep your hands off each other for 5 minutes?
Al shrugs Shirley off.
He can't help himself. He's very possessive.
I really don't want to know about their personal lives.
Crossing to the basement door.
Now let's go downstairs. I haven't gone all day.
Al pulls a bottle out from under his chef's hat and prepares to cosh Effing over the head with it. Effing tries the door but finds it's locked, and then he turns around.
It's locked!
As Effing turns, Al hides the bottle behind his back. Shirley grabs it from him, and Al is left in a provocative pose facing Effing. He smiles. Effing steps back, thinking Al is coming on to him.
What have you done with the key, Bubble-O?
Bubble-O?
Al and Shirley turn to look for Bubble-O behind them, seeing this Bubble-O follow suit.
Who's he talking to?
Don't ask me!
There's a loud explosion from the kitchen. They all jump and turn towards the kitchen. Al and Shirley back up, pulling out their guns.
What was that?
What's going on?
Oh my gosh, what's now?
Honey comes running from the kitchen, dressed in whites with a chef's hat on and carrying a dishcloth. Her face is black with soot. Smoke pours out from the kitchen.
Help!
She sees Al and Shirley, their guns drawn, and lets out another scream. Effing turns to see what Honey was screaming about, but Al and Shirley have put away their guns and they smile at him benignly.
What happened?
Honey, terrified, attempts to speak, can only manage a few inarticulate guttural sounds.
He...
Who are you? What was that?
Oh, you'll have to excuse, Fatima, Constable. She doesn't speak any English.
Fatima?
Yes, our sous chef.
Holding up Honey's dishcloth to cover her face like a gash map.
She's a Muslim. Sufi Muslim, I believe.
He speaks her loudly, money every word.
What's going on in there, Fatima?
What the hell?
It came in the kitchen.
Sounds like it's coming from the alley.
Those are Tommy guns!
Al and Shirley look at one another. Frank enters from the kitchen.
It's a shootout!
Seeing Al and Shirley switching to French accent.
I mean, it is a shootout!
Seeing Effing switching to Italian.
I mean, it's a shootout!
That must be Fagetti and his men. Everyone, take cover!
He rushes through the kitchen,